This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Voters in the West African nation of Liberia are scheduled to go to the polls next week to elect a new president. They hope to put behind them a long and savage civil war in which more than 250,000 people are reported to have died. In a country where virtually nothing works, the challenges facing the new leaders are immense, not least what to do with tens of thousands of former fighters in Liberia. NPR's Ophabia Kist-Arkton reports.
A group of excitable ex-combatants milling around the Liberian capital, Monrovia. Along with many in this nation of 3 million, these former fighters have joined the swelling ranks of Liberia's jobless. With unemployment running at 85% and no real economy to speak of, thousands of Liberians, including these erstwhile militiamen, have converged on a city packed full of people without jobs. 2 years ago, it was the lured rebel faction that almost ousted exiled former President Charles Taylor, who launched Liberia's civil war back in 1989. Taylor's now an indicted war criminal for his actions in neighboring Sierra Leone. And former lured fighters, like Colonel Savannah, are now looking for regular work.
I'm not doing anything. We don't have no money. But we pray God for peace.
Praying to God not only for peace, but also for economic reconstruction and jobs in Liberia.
Now my name is Moluba Saki. I was a freedom fighter for GOL, Government of Liberia. Yes, I am a former ex-combatant. I'm expecting $300 or $250 USD. The United Nations came in, they brought a program for us, which is the DDRR program.
The UN's Disarmament, Demobilization, Rehabilitation and Reintegration program was way overstretched. The former fighters were offered $300 for their weapons. And like these young men, vocational skills training as mechanics or electricians, for instance, and a box of tools relevant to their new trade. Planned for 20 to 40,000 ex-fighters from Liberia's rival militia factions, the UN's DDR process, as it's called, attracted more than 100,000, claiming to be former combatants. And now they're banging at the door and lining up for what they say they've been promised. Reintegrating these ex-fighters is top priority for Liberia's new leaders. Many of them say they have no jobs, no hope, and no future. Luigi Giovina of the World Bank warns of tough times ahead.
It is an enormous challenge to absorb former militias into a working economy because the absorption of young men, some of whom have only known war in their adult or not even adult lives, poses a formidable challenge and is probably one of the main threats to peace in this country.
Another challenge is how to overcome the resentment many Liberians feel, especially those still displaced and living in camps, like this camp leader Franklin T. Koffer, who says more is being done by the UN and other groups to help ex-combatants to restart their lives than for ordinary civilians who survived the civil war.
We walk, we suffer in the bush till we fought to reach in Monrovia here. Now, after they have planned to have peace in the country, people who destroy everything that we had, people who kill our mothers, our fathers, they disarmed these people and they were able to open school for them. They are now going to school. They are doing something good for themselves.
Whoever is elected the new president will have to ensure reconciliation among all Liberians, those who took up arms and fought during the 13-year conflict and the civilians who fled the fighting. Ophabia Kist-Arkton, NPR News.